With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tonight, Atlanta the place. Former President Trump and President Biden share the debate stage, and our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
In a rematch from 2020, the sitting president and his predecessor will square off for an hour and a half in a CNN TV studio, minus an audience. The debate comes earlier than usual and has the potential to impact a close race. Biden and Trump are virtually tied nationwide, with polls showing a Trump advantage in several key battleground states. The president is wrapping up a week's worth of debate prep at Camp David, while Trump was busy with campaign events last weekend before spending the past couple of days with advisors. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House Republican leadership refusing to take no for an answer.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House Judiciary Committee plans to file a lawsuit to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur.
We're going to be as aggressive as we can and use every tool in our arsenal to make sure that happens, because we have an obligation under the Constitution to do it.
The suit would be the latest effort to secure the tapes after the Justice Department informed Congress it would not be bringing criminal charges against Garland, despite a House vote to hold him in contempt. Lawmakers already have a transcript of Biden's conversation with Hur, but Republicans argue hearing the tapes will provide more context about the Special Counsel's commentary on the president's memory. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More Supreme Court decisions set for release this morning. Yesterday, what may be a ruling was briefly and apparently mistakenly posted online before being quickly removed. It suggests the High Court may be set to allow emergency abortions in order to protect the health of the mother. We may also get a ruling today in former President Trump's presidential immunity case. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 80 points. NASDAQ futures off 45 points. This is SRN News. A New York church receives an honor.
Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in Binghamton has been added to a trail honoring Harriet Tubman. Tubman Center Director Ann Bailey tells the Christian Post that Trinity was an important stop in the Underground Railroad, that clandestine network of abolitionists that helped slaves escape the South before emancipation. She says the church was, quote, a well-known destination for those seeking refuge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excluded qualified nurses, as well as physician assistants and nurse midwives. This is SRN News. A pandemic-related food fraud case out of Minnesota involves hundreds of millions in taxpayer money.
The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI has announced that five people, including a man acquitted at trial, have been charged with trying to bribe a jury member with a bag of $120,000 in cash. The bribe attempt brought renewed attention to the trial of seven Minnesota defendants accused of coordinating to steal more than $40 million from a federal program that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. With more than $250 million in federal funds taken overall, only about $50 million has been recovered. I'm Shelley Adler.
A wildfire in Oregon's high desert is growing rapidly. Officials urging the evacuation of hundreds of homes. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says evacuation alerts have gone out to 1,100 homes and businesses. More details, SRNnews.com.